And the Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Pei Tesam and Aleph teaches us Amar Rav Zeir V'Tamer Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah Mechassin. We may perform the mitzvah Kisui Adam Bafar Ir Hanidachas, with the earth of the city of Ir Hanidachas. We know the halacha is that if most of a city was found to be worshipping Avodah Zarah, the halach is that we have to destroy the entire city, all of its inhabitants, and everything in it. Yet the Gemara teaches us we may use the earth of that Ir HaNidachas for the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. And the Gemara says that Rava explains the reason why this is permissible is because mitzvahs lav lehenes netnu. Even though presumably we're having hanor, we're having benefit from this offer of the Ir HaNidachas, and as we just said, everything from the Ir HaNidachas must be destroyed, a mitzvah is not considered having hanor. And actually, the Gemara Masech, this is based on a Gemara Masech to Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, B'shoifer shal oil la yitka, one may not use a shoifer of a cotton oil of imtaka yotza. B'shoifer shal sham la yitka of imtaka. And the Gemara says, why? At the end, you may use it. Hadam echadzev echadzev yotza, you may use these shoifers, even though they come from kabonis, and we're not allowed to have hanor from kabonis. Who says the Gemara, mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. And Rashi over there explains, how do we understand mitzvah slav lehenes netnu? Lav lehenes netnu, says Rashi, Yisrael, liyas kiyumim lehem lehanor, a mitzvah is not here for us to have hanor from it, ela le'oil al tzavareyim netnu. It was given as a yoke, as a burden. Rabbi Naftali Trop in the Chedushi Granat explains what Rashi's saying, that the main object, the main purpose of fulfilling a mitzvah is to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem. Even though that by fulfilling this Ratzon Hashem, I am having hanor, I'm having pleasure and benefit, that isn't the main purpose of the mitzvah. The main purpose of the mitzvah is to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. Rav Shimon Shkop explains the concept of mitzvah slav lehenes netnu, that this is not considered having hanor. We think you're having hanor, but it's not hanor. Like Rashi says, mitzvah la'ol netnu. So we have a very fundamental machloikis, Rav Naftali Trop and Rav Shimon Shkop, in the understanding of mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. Rav Naftali Trop recognizes, apparently, that there is a hanor. But he says, since the hanor is secondary, the primary act here was the mitzvah, it doesn't bother us that there was also hanor as well. Whereas Rav Shimon learns that this is not considered hanor at all. And as I saw this very fundamental machloikus hachroinen between Rav Naftali Trop and Rav Shimon Shkop Zatzal, I think that this could perhaps be the understanding and many questions that come up regarding this concept of mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. The Ran is of the opinion that if somebody does have hanor from the mitzvah, a personal hanor, even though mitzvah slav lehenes netnu, he should not be able to, he should not do the mitzvah. So, and he bases it on Gemara Maresechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Maresechta Rosh Hashanah says, if somebody makes a nether that he's not going to have any pleasure from a specific body of water, in the winter where there's no pleasure in going into a pool of cold water, he could be toivel himself there, not in the summer. Because in the summer he's having hana from cooling himself off in that mayim. The Rashba disagrees. And the Rashba says that even if you have a hanas haguf from a mitzvah, we apply the concept of mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. And I think that the machloikus, Rashba and Ran, is exactly the machloikus of Rav Tali and Rav Shimon. Rav Naftali, who recognizes the hana, he just says it's secondary, says that you can't always consider that hana secondary. For an example, if you're going into a pool of water in the summer, to call that a secondary hana is difficult. And therefore, says the Ran, that would be prohibited. The Rashba, on the other hand, says, whatever you're doing a mitzvah, there is no hana. You think there's hana, but there is no hana. And therefore, the halacha is that even when there's a hana saguf, we still could apply the concept of mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. There's another machloikis achroinim. Can we rely on the concept of mitzvah slav lehenes netnu l'chatchila? In other words, could I l'chatchila do a mitzvah where I'm not supposed to have hana, relying on mitzvah lahav lehenes netnu? It seems that Tosfos is of the opinion. There's a Tosfos here, Masech Techulin, Daf Kuf Mem Amar Aleph Devei Maskel Mutei, that you could be madish an animal from which you now have hana, because mitzvah lahav lehenes netnu. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Issurim Mizbeach, Perek Hei Halachot Tes, is of the opinion that anything, you're not allowed to bring Kavan Mincha, you're not allowed to bring Nesachim from Tevel, or Chodosh, or from Olo, or from Kalei HaKerem, because you're having Hano from something that you may not have Hano. What is the Machlokes? Again, perhaps the machloikis is that according to Tosfos, we'll hold like Reb Shimon, that this Reb Shimon Shkop, that this is not considered a hana at all, and therefore I could be magdishit. The Rambam says it's you can't have hana, and it still is considered a hana, like Reb Naftali says, and therefore l'chatchila one should not rely on the concept of mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. But there's a very famous Egle Tal in the Hagdom of Davni Nezer writes to his Sefer Egle Tal that says that there's one situation of a mitzvah where everybody agrees we do not apply the concept of mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Reish Chof Aleph Sif Yud Aleph, paskins that if I have a Sefer and I made a neder that someone may not have hana from my sefer, he's not allowed to learn from that sefer. Ask the Taz, isn't there a halacha that mitzvah slav lehenes netnu? And therefore, if somebody made a neder that I'm not going to have hana from a sefer, he can still use it for tekiya sefer, mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. Answers the Taz, this is in Yerideya Simon, Reish Chof Aleph Sifkot Mem Gimel. Torah is an exception. Torah is there for Hano. And there's a Gevaldige Raya. His Raya is that we know an Ovel Rachman Tzlan or Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to learn Torah. Why? Because Tekudei Hashem Yisharim Sam Chaylev. So we see that Torah comes with a requirement to have hana. And the Egel Tal, as I said, explains. He says a person has to become dovuk to Torah, has to become connected to the Torah. And it's impossible to become dovuk to Torah unless you have hana from the Torah that you learn. And he uses this to answer a famous question that there is on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud Halacha Hey says, La'olam yasek adam b'Torah afil shloy l'shma, sh'metoch shloy l'shma yovel l'shma. But actually this Rambam is based on a Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Amabez, Amar Yehuda Merav, La'olam yasek adam b'Torah u'b'mitzvahs shloy l'shma. So the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam, why does the Rambam omit mitzvahs? Rambam says, Lo'olam yasek adam b'Torah. It doesn't speak about mitzvahs. But the Gemara that he's basing his halacha on speaks both about Torah and mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam only speak about Torah? So Egel Tal suggests a beautiful vort. He says that when somebody does a mitzvah shloi l'shma, how can we say he's fulfilling a mitzvah? It's like a mitzvah done without kavanah. And if we're going to hold mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, a mitzvah done without kavanah is not a mitzvah. Similarly, a mitzvah that's done shloi l'shma ought not to be considered a mitzvah. And that's why, indeed, the Rambam does not bring down the halacha of that a person should do mitzvah shloi l'shma. However, by Torah, we're learning that in Torah, there are two parts to the learning of Torah. There's the mitzvah of learning Torah, obviously. But aside from the mitzvah of learning Torah, there's a new concept in Torah, as we've been discussing, as the Tal and the Taz teach us. There's a concept of having gishmak in learning, enjoying your learning. And that also is a mitzvah. So even if somebody's learning Torah shloi l'shma, what does the Rambam mean when he speaks about learning Torah shloi l'shma? He speaks about somebody who only learns Torah for enjoyment. He doesn't learn Torah for the mitzvah. So even though he's not learning Torah for the mitzvah, but he is learning Torah for enjoyment. And that also is part of the mitzvah of learning Torah. And therefore the Rambam feels comfortable by saying Torah, lo'olam yasek adam b'Torah shloi l'shma, sh'metoch shloi l'shma, Baal Shema by Torah.